Welcome to this video demonstration of how to manage Windows Server 2016 Technical Preview using Microsoft Server Management Tools, which is in Preview itself. This is accomplished using Microsoft Azure, a Windows Server 2016 Technical Preview full version, and a Windows Server 2016 Technical Preview for Nano Server. You can now see the architecture for this service. You use a web browser to communicate with the Server Management Tools service, which exists in Microsoft Azure. That requires a Server Management Tools gateway. And this gateway can sit either on your premises or in Azure. In this instance, it's going to be in Azure. Through that gateway, you can then manage Windows Server 2016 technical preview servers, whether they be graphical, nano, or non-graphical. Let's see how we achieve this. The first step is to have a server to manage. Now, this could be an on-premises server or a server in Azure. For the purposes of speed and not having to set up a virtual private network specifically for this demonstration, I'm going to demonstrate managing servers, both full servers and nano servers in Azure. So the first step is to create myself two machines. I'm going to do this the long-winded way rather than through templates. So I'm going to create a new server, and I'm going to look for server 2016, and I'm going to choose the full preview rather than the nano to start with. I'm going to use the resource manager rather than classic, and I'm going to give it a name of Manage Demo 1. And Lab Admin is my default username. Give it my default password. Choose the subscription. I have two. And I'm going to create a new resource group, which is Server Management Tools Group. And it's going to be in the east of the US. Choose a fairly small standard machine. And it creates a whole bunch of new things for me, including a new network, new storage account. I haven't chosen SSDs because that's a demonstration. I don't need it to be particularly fast. I've got a new public IP address, a new security group, which is an access control list, and I've enabled monitoring in diagnostics. I don't need an availability group because it's not, doesn't need any resilience against updates and powering down within the data center. Passed its validation, so I'm going to submit that. While that's doing, I'm going to create a new one to save me time for later on. And I'm going to create a nano server. This is just to show what we can manage within Nano. Resource manager again. This is going to be manage nano one. Same username. Password. Select an existing resource group. I want it in the same resource group. It's going to be an SMTGP in the same area, and that's going to pass its validation once I've chosen a size. It's maybe a little slow because I'm doing two things at once. D1 and select. And if you were looking before, it's picked the same network, the same subnet. It'll give me a new IP address, a new security group for the machine specifically, and again, no availability set. Passed validation and off it goes. So that's going to go ahead and build that other one, which now gives me the ability to go and start something brand new. We've all done that before. We've built machines using Azure. Now I'm going to build in the ability to have an object called a Server Management Tools. And that Server Management Tools object will be allow me to manage one server. So I would need two machines here. I would need two separate instances of the tools. The first time you set up the tool, you need to have a gateway. So So I'm going to go new and server management. There's my server management tools. It gives me useful information, including a diagram of what's going on. And this is a useful diagram where it says, we connect to Azure through a web browser. Here's our server management tool service, and we need a gateway. That gateway can be either into Azure, into a private network in Azure, or it can be from Azure into your on-premises or on data center network, and you can manage servers underneath. They have to be server 2016. And there's lots of information there for you. So I'm going to create that tool service. And I need to say the name of the server that I'm going to manage. And that's going to be manage one. So it's picked up a computer name there. It wants me to pick a resource group. So I can have a new resource group or the resource group I've got. And I can then create a gateway, give a name for a gateway. I'm not going to create it this way. I'm going to take you to the resource group, into the resource group, and I'm going to click add. And I'm going to create it in here. Because if I create it from within the resource group, notice the resource group is already populated. And I'm going to create a new gateway. And my gateway is going to be manage GW1. It's still going to be in the East US. So that then goes off and deploys that as well. I'm going to do a quick refresh so that we can see what's been deployed already, because we can see that I've got three started deployments and none of them have actually finished yet. My server tools object is created first, so it's got not found its gateway. So the first thing I need to do is click here to create the gateway. And I'm going to choose automatic updates on the gateway, which is fine. And I'm going to generate a link. This package link will download for me once I've copied it. It will download for me the files and information necessary to turn one of the servers I've just created into a gateway as well. You don't have to manage your gateway, you can just have a machine that is a gateway. In this instance, I'm going to be using one of my machines that's under management as a gateway. And we can see that the resource group's finished resource group, so I should now have a fully featured There we have it. So I need to go to lab admin and enter my password. Remember my credentials and sign in. And the purpose of this is so that I can download that package and turn a standard machine, which this one is, into a gateway. So, the server's now booted up, and this is a Windows Server 2016, and I'm not going to be able to run Edge because I'm in the main admin account. That's a security feature. So I need to run Internet Explorer. Before I try and download the file, because this is a secure version of Internet Explorer, when it's connected, I need to add the address that I'm trying to get to allow me to download the files I want. want to save it, download a zip file, but I don't want to open the zip file because I want to save it and then extract it. I need to extract it rather than run it from within, because if I don't, I won't get this profile, this JSON profile form out successfully. And you would need to provide it with a different JSON. JSON is simply a text file, which I'm about to show you. JavaScript object notification file. I'm going to open it with Notepad. And this contains the information that the gateway service needs relevant to my specific gateway server and my service. So I need to, having extracted it, I just need to run gateway service, accept the terms and click install. It takes a couple of seconds. And that's finished. And I can minimize that for later. If I refresh my browser, it tries to connect because it immediately recognizes I've got a gateway. And it says I haven't got any credentials. So I need to go to Manage As and give it my user credentials to be able to connect to that server. And you'll see down below now, it's going to connect to that and give me processor performance, memory performance, network adapters, and also if I enable dismetrics, what my dismetrics are. But it recommends that once you've enabled that, you reduce it again immediately. And this is where the fun really starts, because this now is an object on my dashboard called Manage Demo 1. It is a server management tools system into that one server. So if I click on all settings, I can now see what I'm actually able to do. You'll notice this service is still in preview, but it gives us a good example and good idea of what's going to be coming. I'm going to start from the bottom upwards because some of the features that are really worthwhile are right at the bottom. I can see in graphical format the services that are running and the services that aren't on each of those. This is a view only option. I can't do anything with them, but I can search for a particular service to see what its state is without going anywhere near the server. I can look at the roles and features that are available and installed and whether it is a role or a feature on this server. Now this is a full server, so it's got all those on there. Very powerfully, I can edit the registry. So if I go to local machine and I want to add a key, go to security. Under security, I can add a key and I can add that and edit anything at any point, which is pretty good. So if I go into software, and Microsoft, and I look at Net Framework, and I look at that, it allows me to change the settings of the enable 64-bit within Microsoft Net Framework. I can see the processes that are running. I can run a process on the server, and I can see what its working set memory is and how much processor time it's taking up. I'm going to come back to PowerShell. I can look at the event viewer for each of my event logs. Notice these are all real time, so you can see the settings on the left, real time settings. Event logs do take some time to load. There's my event logs, and I can see all the event logs. Notice I've got a number of pages of event logs. Device manager, I can actually see a physical device manager of this server. It's all healthy, there's nothing on here. Note, when we do get to the Nano server, you'll see some errors. That's because Nano doesn't have the driver for those devices that exist on the machine. But if I go to network adapters, you can see I have a Hyper-V network adapter here. I can see the IP addresses that exist on the machine. Note, we now have IP version 6 as well, running in Hyper-V. I can add and change administrators, local administrators of that machine. and I can look at the computer itself, and I can turn it into, I can change its name, and I can turn it into a member of a work group or a domain, as long as I have the right credentials behind it to be able to do that. I can look at the properties of the machine itself, which is my D1, and I can go through the audit logs. But the real power is down in PowerShell. As soon as I click PowerShell, it takes me straight into a remote session onto that server. And you'll see if I bring up the version table variable, you can see I'm on PowerShell version 5. I can type get module. I'll do get command first, because then that'll force the modules to work. And it will prime the modules to work correctly. Those are all the commands available. Note there are lots of commands available. And then I can do get module, because the modules have been primed. I've got tab completion, so I don't have many modules loaded. And I can also use tab completion to list my available modules. And you can see I've got a whole bunch of available modules. Again, note the number of modules that are available in this server, which is a full server, compared to the number of modules that are available in the nano server. By clicking commands, I've got the helpful window that would appear on the right of my integrated scripting environment that will list all the modules. So if I take out of that and I go to my NetTCP/IP module, it will reduce all of the commandlets available. If I click find net root, it will then let me build up a command and then run that command. So if I type get net root and leave it blank and run, you can see over here I've run the get net root command, and there's my routing table. So I can build commands if I'm not sure of them. I can run the script editor, which allows me to run the top half of the ISE. So effectively, you've got your own integrated scripting environment here to be able to create scripts and put them into that server. But that's not the real power. It's great because I have a full server here. But what I'm now going to do is go all the way back to my resource group. And I'm going to add, note I've got manage nano one, and I'm going to add server management tools, because I want to manage my nano server in this graphical way. If you've ever seen nano server, you'll notice it's just a black screen with some text on it. It isn't that configurable, and it's certainly not manageable from the interface itself. So I'm going to create myself another set of server tools, server management tools. And this one's going to be on manage nano one, same resource group. And I'm going to select the existing gateway because I don't want to create a new gateway. And there's my manage gateway one. Click create. Those tools will be deployed very quickly. And in the interim, there we are, don't need to in the interim, we can do that shortly. I'm going to manage this one with the same credentials, because that's the credentials I put in, but they're going to fail. And they're going to fail because this is not a member of a domain, and it's not sitting on the same machine. The last one's worked because it was on the same machine as the gateway. This one is not working. And it comes up with the same message you would get if you were trying to connect through PowerShell to a machine that is not a member of the domain. Now, I could do this using my server management tools. Let's show you how I could do that. I could go into my Manage Demo 1 on my desktop, on my dashboard. There's Manage Demo 1. I could run PowerShell. And I could run the set item wsman local, should revert to host, client, the trusted host item. Now what I should do is put the IP address of my nano server in here. I can't connect to that at the moment, so if I did know it, I could do it, or the name. But what I'm going to do is put a star. Don't do that in a production environment, because that opens up your trusted hosts environment to any server that isn't a member of your domain, and that's not wise. It's going to make me answer some questions like yes, so I'm going to say yes, because I'm really sure I want to do that. And that's then done. So now when I go back to my main dashboard and I go to Manage Nano, and I click Manage As, and I put Lab Admin, and the password, click OK, immediately you'll see I can connect. And now we have the major benefit of server management tools and the reason it was created. If I go to the device manager, first of all, to show you the differences, it's got the same sections, but I have a load of errors here. That's because the device manager measures your physical devices and the drivers controlling them. There are no drivers for these things. Most of them are power or VGA controllers or VM bus, and they're not needed for Nano in this instance. But you can see I've still got a network adapter and it's still got Hyper-V. But the number of things under each one is much less because we have far fewer drivers and far fewer areas of attack in Nano. If you look at services, which services are stopped and running, roles and features, tiny list compared to the roles and features available on full server, and that's because this is not designed to run all of the features and servers, features and roles on the old server. My registry is still there, so I can still go to local machine, software, Microsoft, and I can still add things. So I've got full access to my registry still. If I look at the number of processes that are running, very few processes are running on this server. They're not needed. I've still got Event Viewer. I can look at the IP address. I can look at and create local administrators. And I can add this to a domain. And again, we've got the physical properties of the machine. But PowerShell will now allow me to log in remotely and manage my Nano server without being anywhere near the machine and managing it either in Azure or on my data center or any other premises, just by using a gateway server to manage all of the servers within that that data center. If I now type get module, and still got tab completion, very few modules available in server, and the version of PowerShell we're running is still version 5. I can still use the command window. I can still use the script editor. I've got fully featured control of my Nano server. It's still in preview, but I heartily recommend you to get in there and start learning and understanding what you can do with server management tools in your own environment. Thank you very much for watching this video demonstration of managing Windows Server 2016 and 2016 Nano Server using Microsoft Server Management Tools.